mama gave birth to me on the kitchen floor.
It's no surprise that something called the Great American Trailer Park Musical is going to be at least a little bit in poor taste, that it might tend to exult in its own low-rent trashiness. Directed by Barry Martin, running through September 30 in the studio at the 6th Street Playhouse, the Great American Trailer Park Musical is definitely in poor taste, deliriously so. From the Greek chorus of beer-guzzling sirens who act as singing-dancing narrators, to the strippers, toll collectors, agoraphobics, and magic marker sniffers who make up the rest of the cast of characters. Written by Betsy Kelso, with music and lyrics by David Nels, the decidedly PG-rated endeavor drops enough F-bombs and gut-busting trailer trash cliches to fill a cart at the 99-cent store. This is one funny show, cleverly staged in the studio's intimate space, which has been neatly transformed into the Armadillo Acres Trailer Park, with a live band perched way above the stage overlooking the action, which clips along like a fist fight at a NASCAR race. Norbert, played with redneck charm by Craig Miller, just wants his wife Jeannie, a first-rate job by Julianne Lorgensen, to take a step out of their trailer, where she's been cooped up since their baby was kidnapped 20 years ago. Things heat up, in more ways than one, with the arrival of stripper on the lam Pippi, played with energy and plenty of heart by Taylor Bertolucci. In fact, beneath the jokes about light beer, the ice capades, and conjugal visits to guys on death row, this play is all heart, as the tragic triangle of Norbert, Jeannie, and Pippi all reach deep to discover who they really are and who they really want to be, aided by a musical score that combines laugh-out-loud lyrics with genuinely heartfelt longing.
Keeper of my dreams, holder of my thoughts, when at times it seems I might slip away.
As the gossipy local girls Betty Lynn and Pickles, Daniela Innocenti Beam, Shannon Ryder, and Elise Gerard are magnificent, playing their specific stereotype for all it is worth, still managing to keep each character just grounded enough to inspire sympathy and affection. As Duke, Pippi's psychotic ex-boyfriend, Mark Bradbury transforms himself into a character so over the top he becomes almost unrecognizable from all the other characters he plays with jaw-dropping commitment and energy. At its core, the Great American Trailer Park Musical is a story of family, of people running from one or looking for one, and finding it in a community that might not be particularly classy, but has somehow figured out how to see the best in everybody, no matter how they live their lives, who they love, or what kind of home they choose to live in. The Great American Trailer Park Musical runs through September 30th at the 6th Street Playhouse in Santa Rosa. That's 6thstreetplayhouse.com. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.